Pathways Reading, Writing, and Critical Thinking 3, 2nd edition, CD 2, copyright 2018 by National Geographic Learning, a Cengage Learning Company. All rights reserved. Unit 6, Reading 1.
The Rise of Visual Data. Visual data, charts, maps, and infographics are more prevalent than ever. Every day we are exposed to visual data in print, in online media, and in the apps we use. Why is visual data so common today? And are there any downsides to living in a world of visual data? The power of visuals. The human brain can interpret a complex concept more quickly when it is presented visually than when it is explained on printed text. A 2014 study at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, for example, showed that humans can interpret an image of a smiling couple after seeing it for only 13 milliseconds, nearly 10 times faster than the blink of an eye. To explain all the details of the smiling couple in writing would take significantly longer. As Mary Potter, professor of brain and cognitive sciences at MIT, explains, what vision does is find concepts. That's what the brain is doing all day long, trying to understand what we're looking at. Data visualization journalist and educator Alberto Cairo thinks that words alone are not powerful enough to communicate effectively. You also need visuals. Visual data is most effective when there is an aha moment, when the information provides spontaneous insight. These visuals immediately create understanding of complex concepts. Cairo cites a chart, figure 1, that shows the sudden rise in global temperatures as an example of this. With its sharp curve upward, the chart quickly conveys how rapidly our planet is warming. Visual data also appears to make information seem more credible. A study carried out at Cornell University in New York showed that 67% of participants believed information when they read it in a document without a graph. However, when a graph was included, 96% believed the same information. Alberto Cairo agrees that a message looks more scientific when you put charts in it. He points out that visual data can also mislead because it makes textual information look more serious and academic than it perhaps is. The pitfalls of visual data. Even though graphs may look credible, they can be misleading, especially if faulty logic is used to present information. Figure 2, for example, shows the rise and fall of the performance of athletes who appeared on the cover of Sports Illustrated magazine. The graph appears to imply there is a cause-effect relationship between two events. Being on the cover of the magazine leads to poor performance afterward. In fact, athletes usually appear on magazine covers when they are at the peak of their performance. After this stage, it is most probable that athletes' performance will eventually decline. So, although there may be a correlation between two events, that does not mean that one event has a direct effect on the other. Another way charts can mislead is when a scale is inappropriate. Figure 3 illustrates the effectiveness of two drugs, and there seems to be a big difference between them. However, the difference looks greater than it really is. This is because the numbers on the vertical axis go only from 40% to 55%, making it look like drug A is 5 times more effective than drug B. In fact, the difference between the two drugs is only about 10%. In addition, the color of the bar for drug A makes that data stand out more and seem more important and positive than drug B. Some visuals may be unintentionally misleading. Others, however, may be deliberately designed to influence the viewer. According to Cairo, deliberately misleading visuals are designed to make a point, not to objectively present facts. While he thinks this may be valid in advertising or PR, it's not a good example of objective journalistic communication. Cairo believes that while designers may never be able to approach information in a completely neutral way, they should at least try. That is what journalism is. Visualizing the future. According to Jeff McGee, a data visualizer at Stanford University, new forms of visual data are pushing the boundaries of what we can process. Unlike traditional visual data, these new types of visuals use thousands of data points, such as the map showing global connections on Facebook, the first image in this reading passage. Many of these modern visualizations feature a huge number of thin, overlapping, and semi-transparent lines. The 3D effect allows viewers to see through points to look at others behind. Some journalists worry that complex visualizations such as these may make beautiful data art, but risk confusing readers instead of enlightening them. For Alberto Cairo, the key issue with visualization is not complexity or beauty, but whether the public is reliably informed. When creators of visual data are balanced and honest, he says, great visualizations change people's mind for the better.